rent, they have to sell things. And what does that do? That presents opportunities. And this is not to say to prey on the weak or anything like that, but you need to take care of yourself and do the smart thing. You can't be stuck in a situation where you have a force to sell.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Let's just get right into it. World's in a crazy place. Talks of a recession. Some say, are we heading into one? And others say, we're already in one. And that's up to debate. But either way, you want to slice it. It's getting more and more expensive to live. I was just looking at a tweet this morning, just looking at prices of different items and how much they've increased year over year. And let's look at groceries in general, 11.9%. It's the biggest increase since 1979. Chicken, 17.4%, largest ever increase. Restaurants, 9%, largest increase ever. Fuel, specifically oil, 107%. That's the largest increase ever. I know we're all feeling that. I just saw an article that came out that said from Gas Buddy that said the average price per gallon just crossed $5 per gallon. And I just filled up my tank yesterday, most I've ever spent on a car I currently own. And it was over $5 a gallon, totaling over, I think it was somewhere north of $83. I know in some parts of the country, you're probably laughing like, yeah, we've hit six, seven, in some places even like $9. But I lived in New England my whole life. It's never even touched five, let alone go over five. Crazy times. Next one's electricity, up 12% year over year, largest since 2006. Rent, 5.2% year over year, is the largest increase since 1987. And that's just an average, right? Because we've seen it 20, 30% in some markets. Airfare, 37.8% increase year over year, largest since 1980. I've definitely felt that having to fly for work, go down and visit our properties, look at potential new properties. And even just some trips I need to take this summer, personally, some of the airfare is just ridiculous. I have to go to a wedding that's in Portland out west, and $1,500 round trip. We booked this like months in advance, just getting crazy. And then the last is services at a 5.7% increase. It's the largest since 1990. And as of this morning, the new CPI, Consumer Price Index number, just came out. And if you remember from last month's CPI number, it took the first dip since we've started seeing inflation increase. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I want to say it was in, you know, we had hit eight, and I want to say it either went down to the sevens, possibly the sixes. I don't really call, but the new number came out and it's the highest in over 40 years since 1981. And that number is 8.6% inflation. And as I just read those other numbers, we know it's a lot higher in some categories. And the point of this show, what I really wanted to talk about, I've been thinking about talking about, is you hear cash is trash. You hear that thrown around, especially over the last couple of years, few years. That's the new term. And we all know the old term was cash is king, right? That's been a saying that's been around for ages. But which one is it? Is cash king or is cash trash? And in my humble opinion, I think they both can be correct. Now, we know cash is trash because in a market with high inflation, just keep your money in cash and not putting it in an asset, simply just eroding the value of that money. Because as you just sit in cash, that $1 you could use to buy an item today, to buy gas today, is going to be worth, it's not going to get you the same amount of gas or food in the future. So it erodes your buying power, right? And now we can get into why we're seeing this from unprecedented money creation, printed money by the Fed over the last 2-3 years. Is it supply chain? Honestly, I think it's both. They kind of go hand in hand, right? The demand is out of whack due to supply, but also 40% of the money supply was created in the last 2 years, which is insane. And that just devalues the current money in the market. So you'd think, right? Yeah, cash is trash then, right? In some instances, yes, right? If you're going to keep your money in cash for over a long period of time, then it's going to be trash, right? You want to get your money to work as often as possible, so it can grow, one, keep up with inflation, but then grow as well. However, cash can also be king. Let's look at where we're at in the world, right? Everyone's talking about, is there a housing crisis? Is there not? Well, for one thing, we know the affordability to buy a home is one of the largest we've ever seen in history. know, you went from some of the lowest interest rates on record to increasing by 200 basis points by 2%, while compounded by the fact that housing prices in most parts have not really come back. Now, as I'm saying this, we are seeing price reductions in a lot of markets now. But up until this point, we hadn't seen that. So the cost of housing has just exploded. And some will argue, which is a valid point, and I agree, that there is a supply issue and the demand is ever increasing. So how can there be a correction? Well, it comes to a point where it just simply can't afford it, right? You simply just cannot afford from both the down payment perspective and the mortgage payment perspective. You just simply can't afford to buy a house for some people. And so they're forced to rent. And with those numbers I've read at the top of the show of living expenses just going up. And that's what a lot of people are not talking about, whether it's because they're just overlooking it or they're just trying to sell you some type of narrative so they don't even want to bring it up. But you got to look at that. It comes to a point where you simply just can't afford things anymore. And people aren't going to be worried about their investments, their houses, if they simply can't feed themselves. So that's something we really need to take into account. And the point of all of this is in those times where there's quote unquote blood in the streets, where there's a recession, where people are struggling, and maybe they have to offload things at a reduced price just to live, just to be able to get some food to pay for the rent, they have to sell things. And what does that do? That presents opportunities. And this is not to say to prey on the weak or anything like that, but you need to take care of yourself and do the smart thing. You can't be stuck in a situation where you have, are forced to sell. Now, if you want to sell or there's an opportunity to sell, that's a different thing, but you should never be in a situation where you're forced to sell. And ways to do that is to live below your means and increase your income. We've talked about this. Increasing your income is number one, but in a time like this, it's a combination of both. So you can have as much dry powder, as much cash ready and available to hop on those opportunities as they present themselves. I mean, I'm sure you've heard in the last month or so, people talk about true wealth is made in recessions. And that's true. The one with the cash in those situations is the king. You know, if you're able to buy a property at 20, 30, 50% below its peak and you have the cash to do so, you're going to make a lot of money over the long term. And it's not just real estate. It's any opportunities, buying businesses, stocks, all of that stuff. So when people say cash is trash, yes, over the long term, it is 100%. But in the short term, yeah, we're at 8.6% inflation, sure. And if you keep your money in cash and not in an asset, yes, it's going to hurt you in that short term for a little while, right? But you got to look at opportunity costs. If you don't keep it in cash and say you keep it in the market or somewhere, one, it's either illiquid, maybe it's in real estate and you can't sell at that time, or two, it's in the stock market and then it plummets. Most people are not going to pull out, right? Because they're already down. Well, then you don't have the cash to hop on new opportunities. So that's the opportunity cost. Yes, if you'd kept it in cash, 8.6 inflation is just eroding at that rate. However, if you had cash, yeah, it might have been eroding, but you could buy this property that's at a 40% discount. Say you make just that 40% back over the next few years, which is highly unlikely. You'll make a lot more than that. But let's just say that's all you make back. 40% is a lot greater than 8.6% inflation over maybe a couple to few months. All about opportunity costs. And in times where you see things start to correct, this is when you want to have a lot of cash on hand. This was a short episode. I just want to bring this up because I still see people pumping cash is trash. And as I said, to an extent that is true, but over the long term, it is trash. But in the short term, where there's a drawback, a pullback, and there's opportunities, cash is king. Remember that. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. As always, get out there. Make your dreams a reality because no one else is doing that. And look for those opportunities. Stick to your guns. Stick to your criteria. And the world is your oyster. All right, everybody. I will catch you on the next one. Have a great weekend.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.